This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe.
It's not midnight yet.
Not that Maggie.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. On this Thursday evening, McMonagle here with you. I got you till 5 o'clock in the morning. Big Zoo still hanging on the other side. We have very similar winter Ranger caps. I like it. 888-808-1019. Taking your phone calls for the next 5-plus hours right here on The Fan. Following that, you can just hear it in Recco's voice. What a disappointing loss for Rutgers. As they fall to Michigan 84-82 on a buzzer beater three-pointer after having the lead early on in the game, getting ice cold. I had a chance to listen to a lot of Jerry on the drive in, the frustration oozing through him, and then Coach Peichel in the postgame had a lot to say. Disappointing loss for Rutgers as we're getting ready. As we are, we will turn the page Saturday into March. And we get ready for March, and we know where St. John's is as opposed to Rutgers. Rutgers might have all the top draft picks, but the Johnnies are the seventh team in the country, and the Johnnies are the ones getting ready, already have a share of the Big East regular season championship, and they will be looking to end that and have a complete regular season championship heading in to the Big East tournament. But we're going to start with a little bit of football today, as we'll get into all the baseball stuff. God knows we got to talk about Jason Dominguez out in left field. Who are the Yankees talking to about possibly bringing in another bat? Is that Clay Holmes out there, or is that Cy Young? Is that Sandy Koufax in a Met uniform? We'll get to all that, but let's start with the quarterback position because we spent a lot of time on it earlier today, in fact. Matthew Stafford, New York Giants. What do they do at the quarterback position? And as, you know, yesterday I talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers to the New York Giants. And I still feel that's the best, that's what I would do if I were the New York Giants. And I wouldn't try and trade for Matthew Stafford. But the reports were hot and heavy yesterday that that's exactly what the Giants were desperate to do. And I use the word desperate for a specific reason because they are desperate, right? As we talk about this general manager and this head coach, Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, on the hot seat. And what do they do to what could they do to save their jobs? And that's the last thing I want. I don't want them doing things to save their jobs. That's not the, you know, that's not the best way to run a franchise. You should show confidence in them or fire them. And what are we going to do? What is the next regime going to be stuck with if they can't figure out a way to win games? And so much about that has been discussed. And for me, clearly, trading for Matthew Stafford at 37 years old, paying him $50 million a year. That's the Hail Mary. As Joe Shane himself said, he would not pull the Hail Mary. He wouldn't do anything crazy just to justify trying to save his job. Well, that is the move for me, trading for Matthew Stafford, a 37-year-old quarterback who is strictly looking to get one last big payday. He values himself, and rightfully so, and I don't begrudge any NFL player wanting any amount of money they feel they're entitled to or they've earned, because God knows at any moment they could be cut and they put their lives almost literally on the line. Their well-being, their health, the future health. Like, they put it all on the line. I don't begrudge anybody making money. So I'm not knocking Matthew Stafford for looking for money, but that's what this is about. And so to bring in a guy with a team with the way the current New York Giants are structured, I don't know if it makes sense to try and chase a championship. And really, ultimately, that's what it's about. Right? If you go get Matthew Stafford, yeah, listen, would I like the Giants to be relevant? Sure. Have I been screaming about how many years over and over again the season's dead by Thanksgiving or even Halloween? Yeah. So the idea that they would be in it and be on that right side of the screen and the in the mix column at the very least if they brought in the talented Matthew Stafford, sure. But ultimately, if you're gonna do that, and they have just about $50 million in cap space, I was reading. So, I mean, things can change. Cap is always fungible. You bring him in, you rip up his contract, you give him a new one, you probably push that big cap hit down the line a couple years. You could figure it out. But ultimately, it's about winning a championship in those 2 to 3 years with Matthew Stafford if you go about making that decision. And I'm totally against it. Totally against it for the New York Giants. I don't see it as a fit. And if you got the report, obviously there's other teams interested, including the Raiders. And we talked about Tom Brady, part owner of the Vegas Raiders, and they just happen to be in the same Montana ski resort. I mean, listen, let's be honest. If you have money, you're associated with the NFL. In February, you go skiing in Montana, apparently. And you run into everybody. We got run-ins at Starbucks. We got run-ins on the slopes in Montana. And just coincidentally, the news broke earlier today that Matthew Stafford and the Vegas Raiders have come to some sort of an agreement on what a contract would be if they were able to maneuver a trade for Matthew Stafford. What a coincidence. I mean, I guess that was some conversation in passing on the slopes of Montana. But apparently the Raiders are hot and heavy after him. A Raiders team that honestly doesn't provide any more winning than the New York Giants. If you look at that situation for Matthew Stafford, believe this or not, and I want you to prepare you. I want you to sit down. If you're driving, focus on the road, of course. But I want you to, Giant fans, I want you to prepare for this statement. I want you to sit down, get ready. The Vegas Raiders offensive line is actually worse than the New York Giants offensive line. I know you can't believe it. I know you think the Giants offensive line is so bad that no team can function underneath it, and it's the absolute albatross around this team's neck, and nothing can function, and until they fix that, they shouldn't even draft a quarterback, pay for a quarterback, trade for a quarterback. Hell, just throw Tommy DeVito out there, because what's the point? But believe it or not, there are groups of offensive line that are worse than the New York Giants, and if you believe it or not, they actually graded out worse than the Giants' offensive line. But they do have a new regime. They do have Tom Brady as part of the ownership group. They do have Pete Carroll now as their head coach. And they have come to an agreement with Matthew Stafford on what kind of contract they would be willing to give him if a trade was made. Now, I don't think that necessarily means that he's going to the Raiders if he's going anywhere. And I don't necessarily think that means that Matthew Stafford has chosen the Raiders as his landing point. If you remember, he was given the opportunity to go find his value. That's what this is about. It wasn't necessarily go find a trade partner. We're trading you. We're giving you permission to go find the team that's willing to trade with us. It was about go find your value. As these two sides, the Rams and Matthew Stafford, are arguing about how much value there is in a 37-year-old quarterback who's a Super Bowl champion and playing the way he played last year. He thinks it's more than $40 million. They think it's less than his asking price of $50 million. All right, go out there and find it. So Matthew Stafford found it. And I think that's ultimately the point of all of this, and what you get out of this story is that there are teams, because I don't think Matthew Stafford would come to an agreement for less than $50 million. Not this quickly. So we know that there are teams, whether it be just the Raiders, and we'll find out if there are more. I think Matthew Stafford is still going to be talking to the New York Giants. I think Matthew Stafford is still going to be interested in talking to anybody who will listen. Because if the more teams he's able to provide with $50 million contracts to go back to the Rams, and he could say, hey, look, how could you deny me what I'm claiming my value is when I've found multiple situations of teams willing to pay me $50 million? So I don't think this is the end of Matthew Stafford to the New York Giants, although I wish it were, because I don't think that's the best situation. But the Vegas Raiders have made it clear they will pay him $50 million. They've come to an agreement on what a contract would look like. And for me, I don't know if I want to pay him $50 million. And then once you agree to that, then it's about the trade. And there are people, and the comp is the Aaron Rodgers trade. And you look at what that trade value is. You're swapping picks with the Rams, who were a playoff team. Green Bay missed the playoffs the year that they were with, the last year with Aaron Rodgers. They lost that last game of the year to the Lions. So the Jets and the Packers switched first-round picks. You want to swap first-round picks with a playoff team? Team that was, you know, in the divisional round of the playoffs last year? I don't want to swap picks with the Rams. I don't want to trade a second and a fifth and a conditional second next year that becomes a one if he plays 65% of the snaps this year. Like that's a lot. Think of how much equity you are putting into a quarterback position if you're trading all of those picks. You're paying $50 million, and it's a three-year window to go out there and win a championship or get to an NFC championship game and compete in a division that right now is being locked down by the best team in football, Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, and a young rookie quarterback, sensation in Washington, who turned around the franchise much as bad as any franchise in the sport, including the Jets and Giants, and turned them into an NFC championship team. In one single season in Jaden Daniels. And I know they got a new coach and they added a couple of pieces. And, oh, you got to forget, they got to, please. Oh, the Dan Quinn, and they spent some money. They got, you know, Fred Warner in a linebacker position. They got Jaden Daniels and he turned around the whole franchise. And that's, my friends, what I'm looking for. And that's why the New York Giants, to me, need to get off of this and pivot. Pivot, much like the New York Yankees. After losing Juan Soto, and pivot to making sure they get their quarterback in the draft. And that's really the two questions, right? That's the only two options. Because if we spin the wheel every day at 3 a.m., and we'll spin it again today as we go through the options the New York Jets can have at the quarterback position after spurning Aaron Rodgers, after deciding for a franchise that keeps telling us that it's about winning right now. As we look at the options they have to win right now, same question for the New York Giants. If you are not going to be able to trade for Matthew Stafford, if you're not going to be able to tell him that the New York Giants are the better place to play than the Vegas Raiders or anywhere else that might be interested, including obviously the Rams, which that case you can't even make. If you're not going to be able to pull off that trade and you don't feel like spending $50 million and trading multiple picks for a 37-year-old quarterback, as great as he might be, the only option is to make sure you get one of these quarterbacks you believe in. And this is where I'm willing to, and this is where I'm confused by people. And Giant fans, you can call me up at 888-808-1019. This is where I'm confused, and you'd have to tell me why you would rather, right? Why you would rather trade multiple picks, pay $50 million for a 37-year-old quarterback. That sounds great to you. And I understand it's about how much losing the Giants have done, and that the question mark at the draft and how many quarterbacks have failed. Well, how many 37-year-old quarterbacks switching teams has been successful? Right? We just saw it with Aaron Rodgers. We've seen it with Kirk Cousins. Like, how many times does trading for a 37-year-old quarterback going to a bad team, how often is that successful? Because I can look throughout the league right now and give you quarterbacks who have turned franchises around. I just mentioned Washington. We could look at Houston. Like, there's a bunch of, you know, Burrow, You could look throughout the league. Buffalo, which Joe Shane and Brian Daboll know very well. I can look throughout the league and see top draft picks that have changed franchises. 37-year-old trade candidates at the end of their career looking for one last payday. Those are harder to find. As much as a crapshoot as the NFL draft is, and as much as a crapshoot of these top quarterbacks are. And sure, you can give me the long list of all the failed quarterbacks, sure. And you could tell me time, and you could tell me that now all the McShays of the world and everybody else, all the scouts, all the comps you're getting is that these quarterbacks aren't worthy of the pick. These quarterbacks are on top of the draft. If they were in last year's draft, they'd be the third or fourth best quarterback. Next year, you already know Archie Manning's better than them. I don't know how. Everyone I talk to seems to be, we should wait for Archie Manning. Oh, yeah, because he's thrown like 35 passes in his college career. But sure, he's better. Giant fans, if you're willing to trade for Matthew Stafford and you're willing to pay $50 million, you have got to be willing to move up in this draft. The Tennessee Titans have already said that they're open to doing anything with that first pick. They're open to move it. They're open to draft a quarterback. They're open to draft one of these generational talents in Hunter or Carter, who's already dealing with a foot injury that he's announced yesterday that he's going to forego surgery. And he's going to work out and have a pro day later this month. Like, for me, you have got to be willing to move up, draft the future quarterback of this franchise that you are hoping can turn around what has been a decade-long disaster, despite the idea of Daniel Jones in his 1 year, in his one playoff year, and winning a road playoff game against the Minnesota Vikings, who consistently spit the bit at the end of the year, whether it's with Kirk Cousins or Sam Darnold. I'll take my chances that the draft quarterback, I would rather move up. It's going to cost you less in draft capital, I would think, to move up from 3-1. Go get your future quarterback. Go bring Cam Wharton here. Let Brian Daboll do what Brian Daboll does. Develop young quarterbacks. Don't get hung up on the idea that the Jets are hung up on right now and winning next year. Because here's the other thing. I want to bring in a veteran quarterback. They talked about it, and I've said this a lot. Like, everyone's so concerned. Well, what if you don't win enough games with a rookie quarterback and now you fired the head coach and you fired the GM and it's a new regime and they don't even like the quarterback you've drafted and blah, 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 blah. Well, let me just tell you a couple things. One, say Matthew Stafford doesn't work. How does a new regime feel about a $50 million or more cap hit over the next 2 years for a 38-year-old quarterback that just didn't work with the New York Giants, who's making all that money, and you traded away all these picks, possibly a second and more in next year's draft. So you could possibly be losing picks. You could have a $50 million cap hit and a 38-year-old quarterback with no future on this team because it didn't work last year. Isn't that a worst-case scenario than, hey, I'm coming in with a rookie quarterback or a second-year quarterback that I don't like that I can move on from, like we've seen with the Arizona Cardinals when they got rid of Rosen for Murray? Like, it is so much easier even to move on. But having said that, I don't think they do. If you're able to bring in Shedeur Sanders, we have heard this owner talk constantly, right? And I'll never forget the day that they were hired, the day that they brought in Shane and Daboll. And John Mara told everyone that they ruined Daniel Jones, that they believe in Daniel Jones, and that the organization has done everything to ruin him by changing coaches on him, changing offensive coordinators on him, not being able to fix the offensive line. Is that same owner going to allow, and he's going to allow because he's decided to bring them back, but you're going to bring them back, you're going to allow them to move up in the draft, draft a young quarterback. If he shows any bit of promise under Brian Daboll, there is no way this owner is changing head coaches. There is no way this owner is going to throw another offense at a rookie quarterback that they invested possibly the top pick in the draft on. There is no way. If he shows any promise, I don't care how many games they win, they will keep this regime intact. The best future for the New York Giants is to draft a quarterback and not try and compete with the Vegas Raiders on bringing in
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
37-year-old veteran.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh. You gonna be my girl? Bum, bum, ba-da-da-da. All right, 11:58, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. What to do at the quarterback position? We're going to be talking about this for a long time. We'll spin the wheel at 3 o'clock to try and decide what the Jets should do, as we do every single day. We spin the wheel of culture quarterbacks. And there is a conversation we had. We have plenty of time to have it. I want to get into it a little bit with the Jets, too, about Aaron Glenn. A couple of things to take out of that press conference he gave a couple days ago at the Combine. Some introspective on whether or not they're actually behind the decision to move on from Aaron Rodgers, because they really had no opinion on why they didn't keep Aaron Rodgers. And his insistence on talking about winning now, and my fear of him not really understanding the undertaking that he is in the process of. Because we talk about, oh, listen, he's been here. Hell, he told us about the, he knew what happened in the AFC Championship game in 1998. I know he did. He was in it. It was windy. He remembers. So that makes him suitable to be a Jet coach. And I'm not saying he's not suitable to be a Jet coach. His resume certainly is good enough, but I have major concerns about the way he's talking right now and the way that interview went and how annoyed he was at the quarterback questions, the lack of answers he had at the quarterback questions, and his insistence on continuing to talk about winning now when they gave themselves a really tough time of it by not giving themselves a quarterback. And we'll see what happens at 7. I think they should look to trade up and get one of these quarterbacks too. We talked about that yesterday as well. So we'll do that. I also wanted to have a discussion about the New York Yankees. And I was actually telling Marco this yesterday. I was going through it. I want to have an overall discussion as we'll get through all the topical stuff. We'll get to Dominguez in left field and whether or not it makes sense to just move him to center to make him comfortable. And you know, all the who's going to hit leadoff, and they're having conversations with J.D. Martinez, apparently. So all the topical stuff. But I also want to have a discussion about the New York Yankees. And it's something that keeps coming up. And we hear it every time they don't sign a player. We hear it every time there's a problem. And now we're hearing it about the beard policy. and the Frank Sinatra song, a question about this whole notion of the Yankees aren't the Yankees anymore. The Yankees aren't special anymore. The Yankees, the Hal Steinbrenner is not his father's son. And it's just the Yankees are no longer the big, bad Yankees. I think there needs to be like an actual discussion about the Yankees and if they're still the Yankees and how long that's been the case. Because you drop a ball in the fifth inning of the World Series and suddenly you're not the Yankees when it's been a long time. It's been a long time since the Yankees were the Yankees. We'll get into that a little bit.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.